Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I was Where is the lie, though? Anytime Carla tells a story about someone telling her, "You sound crazy." Embrace it at this point. Morning mess, Joey boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Carla.
It's time for the After Mess podcast. This morning, we're going to be talking about those three words.
What?
Those three words.
What? Eight letters.
1, 4, 3. I love you. Talking about that whole I love you, okay?
The After Mess.
Here's the thing that I'm working on. I got really bad at it. What the fuck is wrong with me?
What?
The whole you too. Like, my lady be like,
you
love
got
you.
Bad at it?
Yeah, well, I say you too. Instead of saying I love you back.
Oh.
Like, love you, babe. I'm like, yeah, you too. You too. I got to stop that. I really got to say it back.
Well, I had a boyfriend who hated when I'd be like, I love you too, because he said that it would made him feel like I was just saying it back because he said it first. So he wouldn't let me say I love you too. So when he said I love you, I'd have to say I love you.
Oh, you just have to say, I love you.
Yeah, like, I love you, I love you.
Damn, well, no wonder he's an ex. Jesus Christ.
It was super weird.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was like, that sounds hella weird to me for somebody to be like, this is exactly how you're supposed to say it.
My boyfriend after that guy was like, why do you say that weird shit? Like, I say, I love you, and then you say, and I love you, or I love you. He's like, just say you too or something. Like, I don't know.
You can't win.
I can't win.
Now, have you said I love you to this new boyfriend of, like, 14 hours?
No.
No, not yet.
Okay.
Our time will come.
Okay.
So the difference of I love you, there's I love you, I love ya, you too.
Yeah.
Love you.
Mm-hmm.
Has different meaning from for different people, like in Carla's situation.
Yeah.
Do you ever get offended if someone say, if you're serious with somebody, say love ya? Is that too impersonal to where that's something you just tell your friends?
If we already are at the point where I've said, like, I love you, then yes, I don't want to, yeah.
No, love yeah.
You. Bitch, you're not Ariana Grande. You just shit together and give me a full on you.
You hate fucking Trey Songz. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's the part, because I guess for me, like, I'll use that really casually.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be more offended by that than I would be a you too.
You wouldn't or would?
I would be more offended by love ya
right.
than a YouTube.
You
YouTube to me, I don't know, it's not as bad. Maybe just because I've used it before too, but
I think it's old relationship. You've been with someone so long, you kind of say it and don't realize, like, mm-hmm. you know what? You should probably say I love you back. Just because of the whole thing, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know the last time you're going to see. I don't want to get morbid, but you never know when you're going to see that person again. So you don't want that last words to your lover,
mm-hmm.
your loved one to be you too.
Yeah.
You too.
I will say, so there's a guy, Joe. Actually, both of you have met him.
Ooh.
And we've dated, like, on and off. And he called me drunk last night. And he was talking to me about some problems that he was having with his friend. And he was clearly, like, very wasted. And, like, from what he told me, like, it was, like, a day. You know, you have one of those days where you're just like, what the fuck just happened? Like, my best friends are, like, coming at me. And at the end of it, he gave, like, an I love you. And then he was like, I love you for being there for me. You're great. And there was just silence for, like, a whole moment. And I was like, I don't know what to do now. What do we do?
Then you just repeat it back. Well, I love you for thinking of me while you're drunk.
Yeah.
Sing it back. When in doubt, repeat it back.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like there are so many ways to save yourself from the I love you that you forgot you weren't supposed to say. Like, I love you being here with me.
So start singing.
It's like, I love your nose. It's so cute. You know, like, there's so many saves. Like,
So do you think people should practice it if you just got out of a relationship, in a new relationship, if you're scared because you're by habit you're saying I love you to that old relationship?
Yes.
That you should start practicing right now just in case a slip up.
Wow, that's a lot of prep work, honey. I mean, like, I don't know what to do it.
I mean,
you're
used to prepping. I mean, put more prepping in your word, just
in case. Oh my gosh, shut up. Prep, that's not the kind of prep I'm talking about. But I mean, like, it's just weird because I don't know. I've also said I love you in a relationship with somebody that I knew I didn't love, and I said it back to somebody.
Pity?
I don't know. We were in bed. We were laying down. We were about to go to sleep.
They were going to say about to fuck.
No, we had just finished. And we were looking at each other, and this was a boyfriend at the time, and he was just looking at me, and I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
Like, what are you looking at for? And he was just like, I knew this is where it was going, and I was like, just tell me. Like, what are you trying to say? Because he kept on, like, cutting himself off before he was about to say, and he was like, I love you. And then it was just quiet for, like, it felt like a half an hour, but it was probably, like, for a full minute. And then he was like, no, you don't have to say anything back. I was like, oh, I love you too. He was like, are you serious? For real? And it turned into this whole long, like, 30-minute conversation. And,
you didn't actually
fucking
love him?
Regret it. Yeah. It was so stupid.
Did you ever
so stupid.
Miss your window of a late I love you? Like, you were too late with the I love you?
Yes.
No.
That happened when me and Amber had broken up for 2 years.
Okay.
At the beginning, I was wilding out. I was dating a lot. For mm-hmm. people that know me in the Valley, I was partying a lot, hosting a lot of clubs, meeting a lot of girls. And then it got kind of old. It got like, all right.
I can see how that would
I didn't, you know, I got to move on. Amber had moved on. I heard she was dating and she was lying about it. I was honest that I was dating. But then eventually, like, I wanted to have a real relationship. I started dating this one girl. She's a really, really cool girl. Then I moved back to Cali to do radio. She moved to Cali, but she moved a different part of California. But we were still dating. I was like, I could still maybe see myself being serious with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She moved though, and then started dating someone else. We weren't exclusive to one another. But by the time I had started having those feelings that maybe we have a committed relationship, you start feeling that love. Like, yo, this girl's really had my back, including like, the situation with Amber, like this is my baby mama, and
right,
and there was a point where me and Amber had to live together, and she encouraged it since we had a kid.
Oh wow!
And we weren't even together; we were both trying to find a job, moving back to Cali. But by the time I told this girl of how I felt about her, she already started dating someone else.
Oh no!
And it was a wrap, and that's why I was like, "Yo, fuck these women, man! I just can't, man. Every time I set myself up, like, yeah, I'm gonna be serious about it." But I missed that window. I could laugh about it now because obviously me and Amber got back together. But there was that window that she just went somewhere. I was dating around. She was dating around. But by that time, I was ready to take it to that level. She was like, oh, I'm dating someone else. So I'm just going to stay where I'm at. Like, okay, well, good luck with it. Yeah, man. That window is hitting you, right? You're thinking about that person?
I know exactly who it is. It was more so like I didn't give everything a chance because we were just both at not great places in our lives.
Yeah.
Like, and that's happened a couple times with me where I was really superficial. I was really fucking superficial about dating. And yeah, like I regretted it because I think I don't give a fuck. His name is Kenny and like he got married. he got married literally right after we ended things.
Wow.
Like, and I knew that that's what his goal was. I know that he's a great fucking guy. I know that it was just timing that was a little bit off. And
do you believe in that? Do you believe in right person, wrong time?
Yes.
Because
100%.
Really? Because I've heard, like, if it's the right person, it's never the wrong time. And you're always going to find your way back to each other and with each other. Is that, like, childish, wishful thinking?
I don't know. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that necessarily. But I think there's now, like, 3 guys in my life that I can think of. Where it was just like, God, it was the wrong time, but you were the right person.
Someone told me that you have 3 loves in your life. And okay. If you're one right now, too, there's going to be another. There's always 3 loves in your life.
So I'm done.
Are you done?
No, because you probably didn't love
yeah.
all the people you're thinking about.
I don't
about.
Know.
Like true, true love. They say you have 3. I should say that. You're right, Carla. You have 3 true loves
okay.
in your life. Like you will love a person. I've dated girls that I absolutely like. My ex-wife loved her, mm-hmm. but she was one of the true loves in my life. But I do man, I'm going back and forth with what you said, Carla, and you, Anish, because I feel like there are the right people, just wrong time in life. But I don't feel like I'm religious, so I believe God doesn't make mistakes. So like I'm supposed to be where I'm at right now because I believe in faith. But I do feel like it was the wrong timing.
See, I'm kind of on like I'm with you in that in some aspect, but I believe like where I grew up with like more like Hindu style like cultural like stories and what have you, and a big part of what I grew up with was reincarnation.
Yeah.
So some people really believe like even like my immediate family where it's like we were all connected but like in a different way before. Like maybe my dad was my brother in another life, or like you guys were like my siblings in some other way.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Like there's some sort of like connection. There's a reason that we connected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Gotcha.
So I kind of feel like in certain ways, I do believe in the right person at the wrong time, but it could also be like a wrong life.
Oh. Gotcha. Oh, that's a plot twist.
Yeah.
That's a plot twist.
Like, yes, we're supposed to, like, there's supposed to be something here, and I feel that, but this is not the time in a lifetime sense.
So in our next life. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't work out in this lifetime, but in the next lifetime, I know we're going to connect.
Yeah, and be like, let me just save your number real quick, because, you know, let's jumpstart the situation the
look
next life.
You up. Yeah, is it deja vu, bitch? Sometimes you ever get deja vu when you know you've met a certain somebody, where you know, like, I've never been to this city in my life, so I know I didn't meet you. Had you ever lived? No? No? Okay. But you feel like, I've met this person in a different life or something.
I could tell there was someone, ew, this is so stupid. But, like, you know Roosevelt, the one who's right here. When I first met him, like, before I even, like, looked at him, I was just like, ew, somebody's in this room. Like, before I actually, like, made eye contact with him or whatever, I was like...
You felt like his presence?
Like, something was different. Like, I was like, wait a minute. And I felt that a few times just with people in general. Like, I'll be like, ew.
Wait,
something's happening.
That happened to me in one of my plane rides that I took. I was sitting between two girls, and they were my exact age. Like, I just knew it by what they were wearing and how they were acting and talking, but none of us knew each other. Mm-hmm. And we didn't speak a single word to each other.
What?
But I felt so fucking comfortable. Like, if I was sitting on a couch with my best friends and all three of us were just on our phones, but I don't know who the fuck these girls were.
You didn't talk to them?
And I was like, all I could think was, why am I getting such good vibes up in this seat right now?
Why don't you... discover that, like, that could be, that is so weird. I'm such an extrovert. If I sat, that's very rare, you get on a plane ride and you sit next to someone, like, I always talk to the person next to me to see the vibe on the flight with this person, whether they're just like one word, fine, okay they want to be left alone. But if they're on some just like oh my god, I just came to visit, I'm excited, I like meeting new people and getting to know, that's crazy to me. Like, you have that vibe and you didn't talk to him.
I always talk to people on planes. Like, I always do. But this plane ride was at, like, 6 in the freaking morning. So I think I was like, I ain't trying to talk. My best friends are trying to have a quiet plane ride. I get the vibes.
You should have looked at him like, I get it. I totally get it, guys. Go to sleep.
Before I leave. So brunch Sunday, ladies?
Stop.
Yeah, they're...
Crazy.
I got those vibes.
Have you ever, like, felt, like, have you ever, like, run into someone that you haven't seen for a while and, like, you felt like that was, like, ew, we were supposed to, like, reconnect with each other, like, at any capacity, like, felt like, damn, that's so wild that we kind of, like, we were back at the same place at the same time and that we started to reconnect with each other, if I'm making sense.
Yet you ran into something that you just reconnected with?
Yeah. Like, if it's just, like, by chance, it's someone that you haven't talked to in years.
I'm sure there is, because, like, I don't have a lot of friends. I just know a lot of people. So I think that moving back and forth from Phoenix to L.A. to do radio, I reconnected with people. Like, I left Phoenix, went back to L.A., reconnected with people. Then I came back to Phoenix, I reconnected with people. Like, oh, you're back? Like, yeah, I just moved back. Work at Live 101.5. That's crazy, man. It's, what has it been? I was like, oh, it's been a few years. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I recently reconnected with this one girl who her mom would babysit me. And she babysat me, what I didn't realize, for like fucking years. Like, years. Like, all my memories I have of my childhood are damn near with this lady and her kids. Mm-hmm. And I just reconnected with her daughter. And we were just, like, laughing, talking. And she just kind of reminded me of, like, when I was little. I used to always think that I blacked out all of my memories from when I was a child. And we started talking, and I was like, wait, I'm starting to remember this and this. And I forgot about the chubby guy that was also with us. And I forgot that we cyberbullied him for a little bit. Like, so many little things. I was like, wow, like... Hey.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about too? Go back to the I love you and love you with friends.
Okay.
I felt like in through radio, I've had different partners and co-hosts. Probably, if I gave it a number, probably about 10 to 12 different ones. Maybe a little bit more with producers and stuff like that. Highs and buys with different people. Like, and we've talked about it on the show. When Natasha was on the morning show, she's not a hugger. She didn't like hugs. Mm-hmm. I had to get used to never really giving Natasha a hug because that makes her uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So it was like, hey, dog, what's up, dog? And then that's it. No physical contact with her. And that was weird because before that, it was usually like half hugs or hugs. Even before that, I had a close when we would do an event. We would get like a kiss on the cheek. Like, it was a real, like, because she came from a house of, like, kisses on the cheeks and big hugs. So with your friends is different, too.
That is really, that's such a good point because I experience, like, all of that, too, with people that I know. Like, there's some people I know where, like, yeah. the moment I see them, I know I have to give, like, kisses on
yeah.
the cheek.
Yeah.
And this is, none of this is family. Like, this is all, like, people right. that
friends.
I know. Yeah.
Like family excluded because yeah. all the family is pretty much the same. Yeah. With friends, each individual. You know how these sports teams have handshakes, like individual handshakes?
Yeah.
You have to know the room. They're like, all right, she doesn't like hugs.
Yeah.
He likes a high five. She likes half hugs.
Ugh.
She gives the greatest hugs. You got to memorize that way you don't get in their personal space. Or.
And I had to practice the bro handshake or whatever, the straight man. You know how you guys like pull each other in?
Yeah. Watching you do that is always, you just look
always,
away.
Like, I'm just like, oh my God, like why the fuck do we have to do this? Like, really?
I wish that you didn't ever really have to acknowledge people in public settings. And I'll explain why. So like if I'm going to your house, Anish, mm-hmm. and you're having a shindig, a get together, I'm going to go and acknowledge you because I'm in your home and you are hosting me and I'm going to say hello and hug you. But to everyone else in the motherfucker, fucking room, it's a what's up with a peace sign. Like, that's just how it is. When I'm at the club and I just pull up to the table where all my friends are at, I don't want to have to individually hug all you motherfuckers. I want to just put up a peace sign, say what's up, sit down, and get to partying. Like, that's just how I feel. I wish that I never had to hug daily. Like, I do know that there's one person in this building that hugs daily, and it doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all.
Cater.
But
oh my God.
No. It doesn't bother me at all, but it's just one of those things where I'm like, I don't give a fuck to hug you. But it didn't, o sea, no me quita nada. Like, it doesn't take anything away from me to hug you, but I don't want to have to because I don't really want to. Like, I just want to say what's up. Like, when I walk into the room with you guys, we never acknowledge each other with like a hello. I mean, we'll be like, good morning, hello, sir, but we don't hug.
Mm-hmm.
We don't feel the need to. I don't feel the need to with anyone.
I had to. It's very, very, very weird because I think back as you're talking to that with all my shows. I've been through a lot of different shows and co-hosts. Every single one's been different. I had a show where we come in. I always acknowledge the girl that was knit and we give each other a hug. Morning. This show, we barely say hi.
Yeah.
Which I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't like. I like saying good morning and stuff like that. But I think I became so kind of getting used to other people to where they didn't say hi, then I didn't say hi, so then it became a norm, and I kind of don't like that. I like, what's up? Good morning, everyone. You know, and to kind of set that tone instead of how we all, like, literally come in sometimes, and I'm usually the last one to get in here, but even sometimes if I'm beat one of you guys or I see, it's like no one acknowledges, hey, good morning. How's your name? It's just so weird to me.
I think, and I don't think it's because we don't want to talk to each other. I think it's because when we're first here in the morning, like, Anish, you're doing, like, audio stuff, so your headphones are normally on. Like, this morning, I was recording spots, so you come and you know to be quiet because you don't know when the mic's going to turn on for me to start talking. I think it's, we're just working so much in the morning that we forget, and then once we get a moment to breathe is when we're like, so what's going on, guys? And then I let you know, like, I miss my boyfriend.
But it's like, it takes, like, 2 seconds, like, morning, morning.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird how I've been desensitized, and I kind of miss that whole thing of back in the days of just like, hey, you, or like, high five, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't bother me. It's just like, damn, okay, this is a lot different than it was 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, I used to be a stickler for it. I know that, like, when I first started, I would do that, and I would usually get silence, so that's where I kind of, like, stopped. But at every other job I had before, that was a very important thing for me, like morning, to say good morning.
Yes.
It was a very important thing for me.
I think it sets a tone.
It does.
I feel like all other jobs I've ever had, though, are so fucking boring that saying good morning was something I looked forward to. Like, oh, good morning, like, set a vibe, have a conversation with someone in the office. But here, it's like, I already know we're going to, like, talk. You know what I mean? Like, our job is to talk to each other.
No, it is, because sometimes, weird. No, I think it's weird. Like, sometimes the first times we talk to each other is when we crack the mic.
Yeah.
Oh, that is weird.
That is weird. I'm telling you right now, I noticed that with this particular show,
yeah,
it's a lot different.
Ooh. Okay, let's start saying good morning every morning.
At the very least. And I totally hear what you're saying, Carly, because we do work very, very hard and everyone's into their laptop or editing or writing the weather or whatever that is, but it takes literally 1 second. Man. Morning. Mm-hmm. Morning.
Yeah, morning. Okay, let's do it.
And another thing.
Talk about it, Joey.
Well, we go on vacations or something. Like, you're going away. It's like sometimes we just all leave.
Oh, yeah.
That's real. And I had to, again, get used to different people that I've worked with throughout the years to where it's just like, God, I remember, like, we always, my first shows back in radio in the 90s going into 2000s, it was always like if you took a break for a week, 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you always gave a hug. Like, have a safe flight. All right, be good. Like, literally, this last time before, everyone was just like, peace. And that, to me, I go in my car like, yo, that's so fucking weird.
That was fucking weird. Right before we left for winter break, we didn't, like, hug each other or anything.
That's the holidays.
And it's like, we're not about to see each other for 10 fucking days. And, like, I get it. We do spend the majority of our lives together. So maybe it's we just didn't realize
we shouldn't become impersonal because we are friends. And I've been part of the shows where we weren't friends. Mm-hmm. We all did it for a paycheck. And that fucking sucks. And we still hugged. And it was kind of like a... I think it was just like a routine or we're huggers. So you're like, all right. And almost like you put everything up. You smoke the peace pipe and you'd be like, all right, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
No matter what bullshit. Happy like, holidays. Okay. I'll see you in a new year. And you hope for a better year. And it never got better. But it was weird because we are friends. And it was kind of like when we went on break, it was like, no, I love you or I care for you or hey. Happy holidays. We literally just left.
We did.
Remember that?
Okay, but in all of our defense, we did leave.
There is no defense.
Well, we did leave at 11:45 p.m. at night. Do you remember the last day before winter break?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah.
We were here from 5 in the morning to 11:45 at night.
But so, still.
Yeah?
Still, I mean, it takes literally what? Me walking over there, like, all right, I'm out. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. See you guys in the new year. Mm-hmm. What would that take, 30 seconds to give three hugs?
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's not become impersonal. It's kind of weird, right, if you really think about it?
Oh, I think it's weird.
Yeah.
But, there's so much to it, and I think, like, the only thing is, like, if we make the promise, let's stick to it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, that example, like, yeah, we were here, and we left at different times, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That was the thing.
I left hella
you had
late.
To do, you had a gig.
At a club.
You
it
had
was
a gig.
Friday night, right?
Yeah.
You had to do McFadden's. Yeah.
So, like, it was, because I remember just being like, this is really fucking weird. What the fuck? Weird.
It was really weird.
It was a very weird.
But I think it's because we didn't talk about it, and being a new show, and you have to know each other's space. Working with Natasha mm-hmm. taught me a lot.
Okay.
I love Natasha like a sister, but we bumped heads a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what brothers and sisters do. It's not till afterwards that you realize that. But she taught me about personal space, because before Natasha, I don't know if people just gave half hugs or hugs because I was a hugger, or... it was a pity hug. I don't fucking know. But Natasha's like, I don't like hugs.
But that's real.
And I liked that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't like hugs. Thank you first. So I was like, but after that, it was cool because we always like, hey, dog, like a high five. Hey, dog, how's the weekend, dog?
And it becomes a joke, honestly, too.
But we always acknowledge each other. Mm-hmm. Like, this show, we come in and it's just like we're all working. It's like sometimes we don't say anything until we crack the fucking mic. Until I say, did y'all know? Sometimes. Or the freestyle. Whatever.
Well,
it's kind of weird.
Did y'all know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
I agree.
Awesome. We're in agreement. We gotta hit Gina up on FaceTime because she's on maternity leave.
Like, oh, yes,
hey, Gina,
let her know.
When you come back, We gonna say good morning at the very, very least.
We gonna do that, yeah. Oh, yeah, like, in my mind, in an ideal situation, don't put me up to this, it would be like we would all be able to get here and, like, have at least, like, 15 minutes with us not having to do anything. And, like, we could all at least talk to each other and feel it out because...
Yeah.
Like, for me, this morning...
But I feel like all of us, we have life happen. You had a date, it went long, you had drinks... You didn't get to edit something,
mm-hmm.
and you're in here editing. And I get that because sometimes I've had a long day, and I'm really good at it now. Like, I do not go to sleep before editing for the show.
God bless.
Or did y'all know, yeah. or whatever that is, yeah. because I know coming in here, it's racing, it's a headache, and you're stressing out, and you're not going to have a good show.
Yeah.
But that would be ideal.
Like, that's, yeah. like, I'm not, because... I hope you don't think, like, I'm being accusatory. Like, I know I'm guilty. But, like, it would be great.
Yes, it would.
If it's, like, 15 minutes of just, like, let's talk. Or at least let's just, even if it's nothing, like, it doesn't have to be show shit. Like, it would just be like, so, girl. Hey.
I know.
I'm
that would
fucking
be cool.
tired.
Could you set that vibe, huh?
Yeah.
Set that vibe.
Honestly, when we talk about our lives, we realize things that we could talk about with you, who's listening to the podcast, like, that. Oh, that's a good podcast topic. Or, mm-hmm. ooh, we could yeah. talk about that on the show. Like, why didn't you tell us that happened type of thing?
And hopefully you listen to the podcast right now. You take this to your workplace sometimes. I know yeah. sometimes you're not at the ideal job at the moment. Maybe it's just a pit stop until your final destination. But create, if you work with 30 people in the whole office, even if you build a friendship with 3 or 4 of them, that could be a lifetime. Maybe you set some time to be like reminding each other like, hey, we need to say good morning or we need to make the best of the situation.
Oh, my God. My best friends outside of this immediate show are people that I met at a shit ass job.
Right.
At the shittiest
and
job.
You're in the same situation, so yeah. you gotta pull for each other because you work for an asshole boss
or oh, yeah.
a shit whatever job.
Yeah.
I think some of the best people that you meet are at work. I don't know if you've seen all those memes on Facebook, but it's like my best friends, like, we'll see each other when we make time for each other, but at work they know how many times my boyfriend and I broke up, yeah. made up. They know how old I was when I lost my virginity, how many times I've I don't know.
Sharded.
Because you were just together for so long.
So long.
I remember I had a job. My first job ever was at a movie theater, and I worked in the box office. I sold tickets. And I would have 8-hour shifts. And when it's an 8-hour shift on a Tuesday morning in the middle of winter break, sometimes you don't really get as many people in, and you have just 8 hours to fucking chill and talk to your homie who's yeah. also in the box, who is somebody that you probably would have never talked
yes.
to in your entire life.
I always equate that to people you never hung out or would hang out in high school with.
Yes.
You were never part of the same clique, but all of a sudden you're in the next cubicle over, and now you know everything about how many times you broke up with your boyfriend. That's why I love the show. One of my favorite shows, The Office.
Oh, my God.
If you watch
God.
The Office, those people are so different.
Yes.
But they work at a shit job, working at a paper company. Not very exciting, but I love it because that's real life. I've worked before radio
mm-hmm.
where – there's no way we would have hung out to fucking high school.
Oh,
but
yeah.
we have the same whack-ass paycheck. Mm-hmm. We're here with a fucking asshole boss. So we got to be there for each other.
That's in general, even if it's a good job. Because, like,
yeah.
even this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we
this
could be honest.
This is an awesome job, yeah.
This is, we could be honest. Like, I don't know if I would have ever talked to either of you if not for this particular. I don't know
right.
what opportunity would have
right,
come
right,
up
right,
for
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, you're very
we
right.
We run in completely different circles. We have
yeah.
different lives. You're a dad. You are a queen. I'm just a gamer. Like, I don't know how that would meet.
Yeah,
and it's
no,
really tight to see yeah. how that blends.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting to look at age dynamics in companies, especially at one like this one. I know that on air now, I'm not the youngest one, but I used to be until Brie got on the Roosevelt tape. But yeah, because she's 22 and I'm 23.
Oh, bitch, I'm 22.
Okay,
I'm
sure.
kidding, yeah.
But the point is, like, the different ages in jobs, like, not to actually call you out, but you're 30 and I'm yeah. like 23. The odds of...
I'm glad you make me younger than I actually am. Work.
Are you 31 now? Oh my gosh, okay. You're 31.
Like, I'm thinking if we were all in high, even in high school, say okay. we were the same age in high school, I'm trying to think, who would I have kicked it with?
Yeah.
Gamer, I wouldn't have kicked it because
right.
I wasn't into gaming.
Right.
Carla, cheerleader, right?
Yeah.
And Gina, was she like emo and shit?
I know that she said she was doing yearbook and stuff, if I remember.
I think she was.
I probably would have kicked it with Carla because
yeah.
my best friend was a cheerleader, who I ended up marrying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a great point that we get to hang out and we wouldn't have kicked it otherwise.
You wouldn't have known that, and I wouldn't get your perspectives on anything because
yeah.
that stuff changes a lot.
I love that.
Changes a lot.
That's one thing I absolutely love, getting other people's perspective on what you went through. I can't wear your... I wasn't in your shoes or in your
mm-hmm.
heels. I don't know what you went through.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
But even other, like, even like not even just like the stuff that I've that we've all been through, like just like I don't know what it's like to be a dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nope.
That's not like a hard, well, I don't want to say it's like hardship, but like I don't think that that's like something that you're a victim of. Like that's just a whole aspect of your life and who you are as a person.
But when we have debates on the air, you guys will notice that my dad hat.
Yes.
Sometimes supersedes of maybe what I would have thought before I was a dad.
Yeah.
Because it changes you. And then you guys' 20s will be different in your 30s. And then in your 40s, you always...
All jokes aside, yes.
Right?
Oh, my
God. I mean, you just touch your 30s, but 30s are a lot different than 20s.
100%.
Yeah. Because as soon as I turned 30, I was like, I don't have a fucking kid.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I remember hearing this from a lot of people that, like, I respect and, like, I would hear them in their interviews. Like, around 30, a light bulb goes off.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, my... It does. Wait a fucking minute. That totally did.
When I asked Amber to move out here, I didn't have any kids. I mean, she had two kids already.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any. I was just turned 30. I'm like, I gotta get in a serious fucking relationship. I'm just drunk all the time and a divorcee and living my best life. Oh, I thought I was gonna leave in 2019. At that time, and then I was just like, I need to find a girl and impregnate her and have a family. I'm 30, and
all my
cousins at by 30, they had two or three kids.
I don't want to be 30.
It'll happen, but...
No. You're going to be old, you're going to get wrinkles, and then you're going to die.
No, I like the 30s better than the 20s, because at that point...
Really?
Yes. I love... Right, Anish?
Yes.
I like how you're 23 and already doing shit that I did at 30, Carla. Like, when they call you Joey Jr., take it as a compliment, first of all. But you're already ahead of the game more than me, because you're already thinking about buying a condo or some shit? 23? I wasn't thinking about that at all, bro.
I was like, wow, how do I hack in a Grindr and let them give me their premium service for free?
At 23, I was throwing away money in apartments and trying to come out in music videos and hang out with rappers. That's all I give a fuck about. I did not think about, I'm going to get me a condo and investing, what? Like, Carla knew her credit score. I'm like, what the fuck? You're 23.
Okay, if you're a fucking accountant or some shit and you can tell me how the fuck my credit score went down 61 points in 1 month, please hit me up at It's Von Carla on Instagram, because that shit has got me really
twisted,
worried.
Right?
Yeah.
No, that's weird. That's very fucking weird for that to happen, like, in weeks. Right?
Weeks. Fucking 4 weeks, bro. What
that's
the fuck?
Crazy.
That's not it.
That is not the business.
One of my ideal situation too, how you said getting here 15 minutes just so us to vibe, is each of us, what I want to do is I want to get an individual handshake with each of you guys.
Oh,
so when I see Carla, boom, 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 bam. What's up, my G? See Anish, dun, dun, dun. Hey, boom, 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 boom. I want an individual handshake with each of y'all.
That'd be cute.
Okay, I want to work on that.
Okay.
Just for me. That's my gift. You don't have to give me anything this year. I want an individual handshake with each of you. So whatever happens in life and in 25, 30 years, and like, damn, Joey Carla's boy. Coming into Phoenix. Where's she at? Oh, you know, she's doing afternoons in fucking LA. You know, don't know nobody. I'm going to pick her up at the airport. And as soon as I pick her up at the airport, bam, bam, boom, 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 boom. That would be my shit. They'll be like, damn, you remembered it. That's how I want to live it.
Wait, where am I going to be?
Let's see. I said 25 years?
Yeah.
Anish, I feel like you're going to take over this Channel Q situation.
Okay, so obviously I'll be on the top floor of some building.
Top floor of something running radio, but exposing all the LGBTQ LMNOP talent throughout the nation. So you won't be, like, you'll be based out of LA, but you'll be running it nationally.
Love that, and yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, they gotta fly to LA to meet with you, and you can place them. They're like, bitch, I like you. You're going to Miami. But I live in Oklahoma. You're Miami. Next.
And then there's this one little twink from LA, and he's like, I want to be in New York. And you're like, you're going to Oklahoma.
Yes!
Bitch, you my assistant.
Yes!
You're just okay. Oklahoma.
Thank you. That's tea. Oh, my God, you guys get me.
All right, man. We got a meeting we got to get to.
Do we have to?
Yeah, this was a fun one. I could have went another half hour on this one. Hey, but all that to say, if you listen to the podcast, build that relationship and that friendship with your coworkers, man, because you are going through it together. You are in it together.
You have that annoying boss together. You have that one person that cracks open a can of sardines every fucking Wednesday. Bitch, I was there. I know exactly the tea. Tell Zachary to get his shit together and just go to the vending machine like everybody else.
Tell Karen, mind her fucking business. Karen, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I made you a sandwich. Really, what is it? It's a sandwich of shut the fuck up, eat it.
Woo!
Do that.
True tea.
And then tell each other that you love ya or love you or whatever it is. All right. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Live 101.5. We'll see you back on the podcast, sneaking up on the 100th episode soon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That's one of the meetings we're having today to find out the exact location where we're going to broadcast the live podcast. We're about 9 away, Carla?
I believe this is number 89. So we're...
11?
10, because the 11th away would be the 100th. If my math is wrong, whatever.
We're about 2 weeks away. Yes. All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.